Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, Tom, what we want is the right project. We want a project there because there's a problem with the 33. But what we absolutely do want is the stop of the tunnel project. And we think that the judge showed enough insight and diligence in his review of the facts and the documents to say that there wasn't an adequate environmental study done. That's the first step. And to tell you the truth, we're not trying to get ahead of the environmental review process. There's a legal process that if they follow it, we believe will result in them abandoning the tunnel project.
Now, a court hearing was held on Monday. Take us through, please, what was argued in court yesterday.
Well, yesterday was sort of, if you will, the follow-up to the hearing a couple weeks, the judge's decision a couple weeks ago that said he was going to allow the temporary injunction, the temporary restraining order against the project. And the reason he said that was he said that there were questions with the environmental review process, that it hadn't gone, that it wasn't adequate for a $1 billion, 5-year construction project through a residential neighborhood to assume that there was absolutely no short-term or long-term impacts. He said, have you taken the hard look at it? And if you take the hard look at it, where does that leave it? Well, he's saying that they haven't taken the right steps to take the hard look at the environmental parts of it. So this was a follow-up to that in terms of saying, now I'm going to look at the claims you all have set forth in regard, and there were like 4 different lawsuits in regard to what you're saying was faulty with the whole process. In the meantime, my wife and I, Marcia, had filed our own pro se, you know, without the attorneys, filed our own lawsuit as to what we saw as the problems with the process up to this point. So what the judge did Friday was take a look and say, look, Mr. Robinson, you have until December 20th to respond to the city and the attorney general's, the AG's, motion to dismiss your suit. So I have almost a month to argue why we should go forward with that. And then in regard to the other 4 lawsuits, which were kind of collectively bundled together. I mean, there's similar observations and similar, requests for relief. The judge said, I will spend the next roughly 60 days reviewing all of the facts and pleadings, and there's been thousands of pages put forward on that. I will review all of that, and I will render my decision likely in 60 days. In the meantime, I will continue the temporary restraining order and require you to increase the bond as security for that temporary restraining order. You have 90 days to provide a $100,000 bond. We've secured up to this point a $10,000 bond, and so in the next 90 days, we will have to provide a full $100,000 bond in case it goes against us. That's kind of the, you know, long and short of it, but basically it's 60 days. He will probably render a decision on the four. There were three, actually, Article 78s, which are special proceedings, right? And then one other action that was kind of centered around the question of the public trust doctrine, the parkway as parkland, and the Green Amendment. So he will render a decision on all four of those probably within the 60 days. He's going to require me to furnish any further pleadings as to why I should go forward in the next, by December 20th. And that's kind of the whole ball of wax up to this point.
Terry, the judge's decision within that 60-day period, would this be the, it doesn't sound like it's going to be the final do or die for this project.
Look, the thing is this. In order to, it's a $1 billion project, 5 years, and it's talking about 70,000 roughly cars a day traveling on a expressway that goes through the middle of a residential area. So what needs to be said about that, and this is the thing about environmental review, is that the environmental review is a balance between the economic, the social, the transportation, all of the different things that have to go in looking at a project. Just because the final decision may not be the best decision for, quote-unquote, the environment, if you balance it against other pragmatic decisions, other financial positions, all of those things. But if it is and you balance it, you look at what is the environmental harm. You look at what can be done to mitigate any environmental harm, or is it an environmental benefit? Is it a social benefit? Is it an economic development benefit? All of that stuff just gets put on the table in a fair way, no thumb on the scale, you know, guiding it one way or another. And you look at it, and then you make a call. So all the judge is saying is, you guys have evaded your legal, professional responsibility to give a fair look at all of the things that are impacts, adverse impacts, beneficial impacts. How is this thing going to affect the people in the area, the people that use the roadway, the city of Buffalo, all of that stuff. Let's look at it honestly, and then that's all he's really saying he's holding them to promise, to commit, to have to do a fair and comprehensive look. So he looked at it and said, I don't see that right now, and that's what I'm going to need. And he's got a little bit of a, if I read him right, what he was saying was, it's not usually the role of the court to order an environmental impact statement. It is the role of the court to have you follow the proper procedure, and that, in this case, leads to an environmental impact statement. I don't know why you guys haven't done that yet.
There's a new federal administration coming in January. How much of that could play a role in what happens moving forward with the 33 project?
Well, it's interesting. To be honest with you, the money allocated for the project is roughly $1 billion, maybe $1.25 billion. Now, that's New York State funding that was already authorized in 2023, but that was only one part of a $38.5 billion capital budget. They know, the state knows, if they don't put a cap on it, if they don't make it a tunnel, if they just keep the 33 going as it is right now, it'll cost $750 to $800 million to repair and restore the infrastructure that is there right now. In other words, it's 60 years old. The Bestry Bridge was built in 1963. The retaining walls are crumbling, corroded. It's all of that stuff, whether you put in a new project, keep the old project, that has to be replaced. That's probably $750, $800 million in terms of dollars about 2 years ago. Now, the state DOT should be hopeful that they can do that for the cost of money that they estimated. But in all likelihood, if they proceed with their tunnel project, the people of the state of New York will be fortunate if they get away with it being $2 or $3 billion. Now, when you look at a new administration coming in, and if they intend to be right now, the only federal stake in the project is really $55 million, and that's only because of the promise of some sort of restoring connectivity. So there isn't a significant federal role at this point in the project. The Federal Highway Administration is, you know, because it's a state roadway, they're part and parcel of it, but to be honest, they don't have a major role, and the new administration, if it's fiscally responsible, if it's attentive to the needs of the people, what they will say is, hey, listen, we recommend you do the right project the right way, and that is where our support will be. And we'll wait to see what happens with that, you know.